children's moment first.
You can read to the children.
I would look a little strange sitting here for scripture reading. Who's got something? You got this, and let's see what you guys got. Books. Yeah. Okay, let me take a look at these. Hey, a key ring. Books. Two books on prayer. My first book of friendship prayers and my first book of thank you prayers. How many of you guys, key rings are for keys, right? How many of you carry something around in your pocket every day? You have something in your pocket every day that's the same thing? Like your mom and dad carries keys? Your mom wears a necklace every day. Well, I just wondered about, what about you guys? You know, I have this rock. Maybe it's kind of pretty. You can associate me with a pretty rock. But carry something. We got some rocks around here. Probably we can find for you to stick in your pocket, to carry around. And every time that you stick your hand in your pocket and you feel that stone in your pocket, like your mom and dad does when they stick their hands in their pocket and pull out the key, it helps us to remember that we have friends that we can pray for, like our brothers and sisters. You guys with that? Jesus, help my sister, help my brother. But it's also thank you prayers. Not everything that we pray has to be asking for something. You can say thank you. Thank you for my sister. Do you ever thank Jesus for your sister? Would you do something for me? Would you start saying thank you, Jesus, for my sister? What a start. What a start. Breland, can you say thank you, or Megan, or Gabrielle? You can? Will you do that every day? Okay. Can you guys say thank you for each other? Okay. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful, Lord, for these kids. They truly are a blessing. And so, Lord, help us to pray. Help us to be thankful for our brothers and for our sisters, for those that love us too. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you.